It's green. Yay!
Hello.
Amen. Hi, everybody.
It's good to be here. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Always good to be in the house of the Lord. Two thumbs up. Good job, guys. That's my new job, by the way. I do. Good job. You did such a good job. So I do that a lot. So if I catch myself with my husband. Good job. It's funny. It's funny. It is kind of funny. I'm doing it a lot. So if you see me doing it, I think I was talking to Michelle yesterday, right? And I did it to you, huh? I was like, oh, right on. Good job. Just looking at me like, okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, well, let's just kind of hit the ground running. I want to pray, and nothing's better than a touch of God. I mean, oh my goodness, I have been touched by God. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful because I've had those touches that have helped me to endure. Because when you get those kind of touches, you're like, wow, God is real, you know? And so those things help you stay connected. And so I'm always grateful when there's a move of God. And I always highly encourage everybody, when there's a move of God, just come. I was a real believer against. I don't know what that means, but anyway, I didn't like falling out on television. I would see it on television, and I was like, you know, I don't think that's true. I think they're pushing them, and I would always think that. And so then I happened to stumble upon a camp meeting in the old building, and this was before I was in regular attendance. And I thought, well, okay. Well, Reverend Ricky had called out a particular healing for his shoulder. And I had a bad shoulder, and I've shared this before, but I think it bears a good testimony right now with everything that happened. And I couldn't lift my arm because my shoulder was so bad. And he said there were two people in the building that day. And so I waited because I'm like, really? I mean, because I'm new. I'm in the back, and I'm like, huh, okay. And so I was waiting. And Chelsea came down from the stage, which I didn't know that was Chelsea then. And I went, okay. And so I stepped out, and another lady stepped out. So I stepped back in, and I went, oh, okay, must not be God. And he looked at that lady, and he was just really had this look of like confusion, like, ma'am, do you have a hurt shoulder? And that was really how he said it. And she said, well, I don't, but my husband does. And she says, well, come on down, and we'll get a prayer cloth. But right now, there's two people here in this building. If you want your healing for your shoulder, you need to come and receive it. So I still waited a minute. You know, I'm like, I don't know, because I didn't know. You know, I'm like, I don't know. So, I was a back row sitter, and you didn't talk to me if you came in. If you saw me, don't talk to me. You know, it was one of those. I didn't shake your hand. I didn't hug you. I didn't speak to you. I was wanting to know if God was real, and so that's kind of, I just stayed in the back, very guarded. And so I went up, and so I didn't know what was happening, and so I watched. So I'm here, and Chelsea's here, and there's a lady here. And so as he's praying, I'm watching. Like, what do you do when somebody prays for you? Because I didn't know what to do when somebody actually prays for you. So I was wondering what my response should be, and so I'm watching. And the lady's like, okay, thank you, and she left. And then Chelsea, I saw her do this, and, you know, lean her head back and everything, and I thought, well, okay. And so then he gets to me. And so I went like this, but I kept my eyes open. And I was watching him. And sure enough, I saw his hands come up to right about here. I could just see his hands, the outline of his hands. And then I was knocked out cold. And I felt heat. I mean, it just hit me, just zoom, right through my body. And I was out, laid out on the floor, woke up later. They're dancing and singing and worshiping God. And I have this thing on me, and I'm like, what is this thing? You know, I had the modesty cloth, which I didn't know was a modesty cloth either, you know, because I didn't know, and I didn't trust those things. And so I'm like, what is this? Take this thing from me, and what in the world just happened to me? And Mike just walked in, so I'm telling the story of when I was knocked out. So, and Mike was a part of that because he was interrupting me later and trying to talk to me. So anyway, one guy looked at me, one of the minister's husband looked at me, and he went up and down from my head to my feet, and he said, glory to God. And I'm like, whatever, you know, I don't know, just let me go sit down. But I recognize, of course, now that was the glory of God he probably saw on me. And now I didn't know that then, but now that's more than likely what it was. And, well, I assume that's what it was. So I sat down, and Mike was in the back going, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Dude, stop talking to me." So I look away, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, really?" And he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I am okay. Oh my gosh, look, and I could move it all the way around. And he goes, "No, not that." And I'm like, "Really? Okay, what?" And he said that I had went out so fast that my head bounced on the floor. And I'm like, "Really? You know, oh my goodness." And so I was feeling my head, and there was no bump or anything. And so I just want to encourage you that if you need a touch from God and there's stuff happening up here, you need to come up. You need to come up. There's a thing that's about taking a step of faith into something. And yeah, God can touch you in the seat. Yes, he can. He can. But is he asking you to come forward? Is that what he's asking you to do? Because he's not going to touch you in the seat if he's asked you to come forward. Okay? Amen? And then I have another story. And then I think I'll get to the word. I have one more story that I want to share. It's just an appropriate atmosphere, I think, for it. And I remember coming up to a line again, and Jerry and Lisa didn't know my name. And nobody really knew my name, but I was hungering after God, especially after that, and some things had happened, and I was very hungry for God. I had a zeal about me and a fire about me, and so we're going. My husband gets saved, and we're going, and we moved up. We moved up, like, to the fourth row back, huh, honey, remember, in the old church building. So we moved up, so thank you, Jesus, and I would sit against the wall, and our girls would sit between us, and he would sit on the end, and the pastors called a healing line for the leaders to come up and to pray for people within the church. And so I'm just like, "Oh, thank you, Jesus." You know, I wasn't thinking anything about it. And man, the Spirit of God said, "Get to Brother Jerry." And I just freaked. I mean, it was so quick, so fast, so like, now, now, now. I jump up. I push my husband over, trying to get out of the aisle. And I get up in front of Jerry and Lisa. Must have been like this. Okay, I'm here. I mean, I could just imagine what I must have looked like. And so, and he says, "Sister, what can we," because he doesn't know my name, "Sister, what can we pray for you about?" And I'm like, "Don't you know?" I'm like, "God told me to come here." And so he just laid hands on me and said, "Oh, Lord, I thank you for this sister." You know, because again, they don't know who I am. But I had a hunger for God. And so I was trying to be obedient to the things God was asking me to do. And I did everything. It didn't matter what it was. I was jumping in both feet because I wanted God. And I went after it hard. I went after it hard, and I went in with both feet. Whatever was happening, I was doing it. If the pastors were raising their hand, I was raising their hand. I was raising my hand because they lead us into the presence by that. The things that they're doing, we want to follow behind. You know, and so if they're doing something, I was doing it right along with them. Whatever they were doing, if they were dancing, I was dancing. You know what I mean? And so if somebody's running, I'm running. You know, and now I'm like, "Oh, Holy Spirit's like, go." I'm like, "I'm gone," and I'll run all by myself. I don't care if anybody goes with me. You know, but it took me to follow, to learn when the presence was right. You know what I mean? When the atmosphere was right and the Holy Spirit was moving that direction. Because I wouldn't have known when to move if I didn't learn to join in it. I wouldn't understand how the flow went. Does that make sense? So I encourage you guys, when the flow is happening, to come down. And you know, I even would go down even if I didn't need anything from God. I remember one time, oh my goodness, okay, I guess this will be tonight. Okay, praise the Lord. So one time, and I know that she didn't mean anything by it, but anytime they called a line, I was up. I was going for it. I even if I was healed, I didn't care. I was going up because I just wanted God to touch me. That's all I wanted. So I would go up, and I would go up, and I would go up. And I remember one time during a camp meeting, they said something, and I looked at Pastor Barb, and I took a step, and she's like, "Really?" And she goes, "Don't listen to me. Do whatever God says," you know. But because I knew I was going up for everything. And it wasn't because I went up because I needed something specific. I just wanted a touch from God again because it feels so incredible. It's an incredible feeling to be touched by God. And so I encourage you guys. I don't care what anybody thought. I never even thought about if anybody thought anything. I never really cared. Not that I don't care what you guys think. I mean, that's not what I mean. But I wasn't concerned. I wasn't going to let what I thought you thought of me keep me from getting what I needed from God. Amen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So again, I exhort you and encourage you, when something is happening up here, come up. Come up. Did God lay me out every time? No. Oh, but the time with Jerry, yeah. I forgot. I don't know if I said that, but yeah. He laid hands on me, and again, I was out. Shoot. Out cold. Woke up, tongues coming out. And I know I got the fullness of my language, my spiritual language that day. And it's good to get touched by God. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing to get touched by God. He does have a tangible presence. There really is a tangible presence of God. And if you haven't had it, ask him for it. Ask him, and you shall receive. But I don't want to say scripture because I think I might say the wrong scripture, but in James it talks about a double-minded man. And it's talking about asking for wisdom in that passage, and that God will give it to us liberally. But if you're a double-minded man, you're unstable in all your ways, and God's not going to give you something that you're just going to forsake and then think this way about it, and then go back and think this way about it, and maybe you're going to go back and think this way about it. God's just going to wait. He'll just wait until you're like, okay, I'm done trying to figure it out. Go ahead. Just do whatever you got to do. And he'll touch you. He'll take care of it. He'll take care of things like that for you. He wants to touch you. He actually has a desire to impart things into you because he wants you to go out and he wants you to minister to people in the community. And if he doesn't impart himself into you, you're not going to be that successful at it. You'll have some success because the word's powerful. It doesn't return void. But it's really a lot easier when you get impartations from God, from seeking after him and desiring to be around him. I did hear you say something, and you had said, and I really, really like it, really, really liked it. He made a comment that victories begin on your knees. And my message today was obtaining victories. And I thought how appropriate that was, how appropriate that was. And so I really need to pray, and so I just want to pray and ask the Lord, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I don't take this atmosphere lightly, and I feel the sense to pray now. And so I pray and I ask you, Lord, just come and anoint my words. Move me and fill me up full to the overflow into these people, God, in the name of Jesus. It's not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that anything can be established or take place that is worth anything. It's all about you. All eyes on you, God. All eyes on you. You even told the disciples not to rejoice that the spirits were subject unto them, but you told them to rejoice that their names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And I rejoice that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. I rejoice over that fact. I give you praise and glory and honor, and I worship you in that, God. May I do your bidding. May I be at your beck and call. May I always be ready in season and out of season. May I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit well. May I hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Just continue to move tonight that you can minister to the people, God. That you minister to the people. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Obtaining victories. Obtaining victories to start on your knees. Obtaining victories begins on your knees. And there was a time I was going through, and it was just a really interesting time that I had gone through, and it's about getting on your knees. And
And it was just dry. It was really hard. And I had shared this the other day, and it just bears, I just sense a presence to share it again, and or an unction to share it again. And it was just a time. It was time, and it was a time that God was drawing me deeper, but I didn't recognize that that's what it was. And so I was fighting it because I didn't understand that that's what it was. And when you think that God has maybe stepped back, he's just calling you deeper. When you're first born again, everything's new. The touch of the Spirit, the move of the Spirit, and you can, you're just like, oh, you know, all over the place. And then God's like, okay, there's that. Now I'm over here. I come a little deeper. And you're like, God, where'd you go? Because you're so new to the Spirit, and you're so new to those things, it's really easy at first, right? But then you get seasoned, and it's a little bit easy. So now you got comfortable, you got good at it, so to speak, right? It becomes like second nature. And then he's like, okay, now I'm moving over here. I want you to come deeper and come find me. And then we're over here going, I don't know. I don't know where God is. It's like, I don't know. You know, and you do that. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who that ever happened to. Thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay. All right, thank you. And so, and all he's doing is he's calling you in deeper, into a deeper knowing, into deeper fellowship, into deeper relationship with him. And I didn't recognize that. And I thought that I was just kicked out of ministry. Really, that's what I thought. That's where I went with it. I thought, oh, I just did something and I lost it. I lost ministry. I won't minister again and I'm done. And that's really what I thought. Of course, the devil, you know, is accusing me of this. But in all that, praise God for the teaching that takes place in this church. Because if Pastor Tim and Pastor Barb did not preach these things, I would have been done. I would have just not known what to do. But in all that, I ended up on my knees because I had nothing. Even the word wouldn't arise up in my heart. And I had word. I mean, I could quote scriptures. I could pray for people and just, you know, exhort scripture over and over and over. And it was natural. It was second nature, I guess I would say. And then it was gone. And I thought I really made God mad. And so what he taught me in that is I knew God through the ministry gift that's on my life. That's how I knew God best. I mean, it's fun to flow. It is fun to flow in the Holy Ghost. I like it a lot. But that was how I was relating to God. I was touched so fast by the power of God and moved into junior high ministry, and just ministries kept coming and coming and coming. And I just kept putting my hand to it. I thought, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that. Sure, whatever you want, Lord, whatever you want. I want to serve you. I'm here to serve you, right? That's what it was. But I never obtained that real fellowship with God, that real, true relational fellowship that we as Christians say, it's not about religion, it's about fellowship, right? And I had some fellowship, of course, but it wasn't, it was curious, like that noise, you know, it was different. So I had gotten on my knees, and the only thing I could pray for a very long time. I've put a number on it. I've put 2 months, but it was either a little bit shorter or a little bit longer. But all I could say was, God, I don't know what's going on, but I know that you know everything about everything about everything about everything, and I trust you. And I would pray that same thing over and over for about 15 minutes, and then I would get up and I'd go on about my day. And this was a long, long, long time. And then finally, the Lord was ministering to me. So what if you never go into ministry? Are you going to love me? Well, sure. You know, and so he started asking me those questions. What if you never go into ministry? Will you go to service every day if you're not called to ministry, if you don't go into ministry anymore? And it was like, I was mad. I thought, why would I go? If I don't have ministry, why would I go do something like that? And I had to come to that reconciliation with God that, of course, I would go. And I had he had to minister to my heart that coming and fellowship and unity and rubbing against each other. You know, iron sharpens iron. It didn't matter if I was going to be in the fivefold ministry anymore. It just didn't matter. I was going to come to God because God has always been faithful to me, and I was going to be faithful to him, regardless of anything. So that was my choice. That was my choice. And so I encourage you to come. Always come. And when God draws you to that deep place, you know, deeper and deeper, I encourage you to go. Go. And another interesting thing is when God does pull you, guess who is like incognito? Who do you think's incognito when you're like, where's God? Who's incognito? It's the funniest thing too. I love it. Your pastors. But I mean, they're there though. But it's the funniest thing how you can never get a hold of them because God wants you to go to him when in those times. In those dry seasons, that I wouldn't go to Clinton. Clinton's not my go-to to God. I have a right-away path to God. So through those times, God's like, don't go to them. I'm over here. You need to learn to come to here. And that's what God's drawing you to. And it's the funniest thing, that how they're just like, you can't call them. They're busy. They've got all these appointments. And you're like going, really? And then you're almost forced to, you know, which is good. It's a good thing. But if you don't recognize it, it could be harmful. So I want you to recognize it. And I want you to be able to draw away. So if you recognize that you're in that spot, it seems like a dry spot, just know that God's calling you in to come deeper, further, spend a little more time in the Word, spend more time in fellowship, spend time on your knees, and obtain the victory. And you will. Amen? Amen. So I'm just going to exhort tonight. And I'm going to leave it at that because I really just feel like I would just ruin the atmosphere if I got into this lesson. This is still a really great atmosphere right now. Yes. Do you want to do anything with it? This is a really, I can just, the presence of God. You want to play, Jorge, for a few minutes? We have, you know, a few minutes. And man, if you guys need, if you didn't come up and maybe you were thinking, oh, I wish I would have, or now you're thinking, man, I wish I would have now that she said all that. Come on up. I mean, come on up.
Don't go. So really quick, can I get a couple ladies to come up? And Jim, come on up. Sally, come up, please. And the rest of you, if you don't want to come up and lay hands on Steph or you just don't feel led to, that you can come too, everybody. But I'm going to pray for Stephanie because we're sending her out. And so if you're staying back at the seat, please just reach your hand out. And let's just thank God for an awesome anointing, a safe trip. Father God, as we get ready to end tonight, Lord God, if that's what you want, we just want to remember that you're sending Stephanie out to do what you called her to do, Lord God. You've put a calling on her life, and you've put a word in her heart, Lord God. Give her boldness to speak it. Give her protection as she does, Lord God. May all the flights be on time and just smooth sailing. We thank you, Father God, for divine intervention between so that there's no problems with storms or anything as she's spending time serving you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that everything is fully funded. That Jim gets out there safe and sound, and that they just they have a hoot serving you, Lord God, because like she said, serving is fun. It's super fun. It's an amazing opportunity. And we just thank you, Lord God, for both their hearts. We thank you for the anointing that you've put there. And we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor for the wonderful things, the lives that will be changed. Going forward from here, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Glory, glory, glory. And you know, if you were maybe saying, gosh, I didn't step up and I really want to, come on down. We can hang out for a couple few minutes and really just, you know, edify, exhort. We can get you tanked up on the Holy Ghost and have you leave here smiling and laughing.